This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, I think we can go ahead and call this meeting of the University Assembly to order. With that, I want to just do a quick check for the folks that are on Zoom to make sure that you can hear us in the room here. I can get a thumbs up by reaction or a physical thumbs up.
All right, everyone.
I'm seeing some thumbs up, so they can hear. Good. All right, with that, then I will turn it over to Mindy, who will do our roll call.
Okay. Ian Akosalu.
Present.
Valerie Hamer.
Present.
Marcy Benda.
Present.
Richard Benzel.
Here.
Duncan Cady.
Here.
Nick Denham. Eve DeRosa. Jacob White.
Here.
Brandon Fortenberry.
Here.
Thomas Fox.
Here.
Preston Hanley.
Here.
David Heiner.
Here.
Deborah Howell.
Here.
Caroline Levine. Manaya Lewis. Alia Nonye. James Richards. Stephanie Tanis. Jessica Withers.
Here.
And that is it.
With that, I believe we do have quorum. We are landing college. Cornell University is located on the traditional homeland of the Gayatono. The Gayatono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayatono disposition and honor the ongoing connection of Gayatono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. And with that, before we get into the agenda, I just want to acknowledge that I will be heading out at around 5:15 and handing over chairship to Jacob Fight, and we'll be taking over from that point. But for now, we will call for any late additions to the agenda. Seeing none, we'll move to the approval of minutes. First up, we have the 9/28/2021 meeting minutes. You'll find those in our packet here or online. Those who are entertain a motion to either approve or amend this.
My motion to amend, just for clarity's sake, this is the minutes of 9/28. Section 4.A. Subsection 3.2, just to say present public and published to the student assembly after publish. Just to clarify, it's publication to the student assembly is what it's set agenda.
We have a motion to amend. Do you have a second?
Second.
Any objections? Seeing none, that motion will pass. So we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as well, or other revisions.
See to the over 5 minutes.
Why we're on September 28th.
Right. Or
we're on September 28th. What's this?
Okay. Well, wait.
So a motion to approve
on the absence of the forms.
I'm motion to approve.
Jessica has a motion to approve. Do I have a second from Duncan? Any objections? Seeing none, the meetings are approved. Next, we move into the October 5th meeting minutes.
Section B, that one said it. We should note this happened actually after these minutes. But there was, we should include here, that there were, there was a resolution on the dual degree programs. It's down below. Sorry, I just had a chance to look at this. Yes, so if you part three, section two, starts out, Mark Vinsel stated that the Faculty Senate rejected the dual degree program. A follow-up on this is at that Faculty Senate meeting, there was an alternative proposal that was submitted to the Faculty Senate, and that proposal did pass, and it passed over the strong opposition of the central administration. That was the one I described last time. So that could be an addendum to these minutes because it makes it complete what happened at that meeting. The vote took, I think, 10 days or something. I don't know how to put it into the record except in these minutes, since that's where it was recorded.
I'll recommend many as a clarification.
I'm thinking rather than amend the minutes with us because that meeting and that decision was made after the August or the October 5th meeting, that information is provided during the Faculty Senate update because you guys do updates during all that. So you could just say an update to that, you know, it was rejected the first time at the next meeting it was passed as an alternative.
So
that way it still is captured in the record. It's just, it's not an amendment or an addendum.
No, that's fine. But where would it appear?
That would be in today's
meeting
today's.
With the faculty.
Okay,
with the faculty.
So I'll say it today.
Okay. But that would you care to rescind the motion?
Then I would move to approve.
So this would be part four, point D, sub-point 2. TKD asked about the university's response to the first resolution on accommodations for faculty, staff, and students. I assume a typo there says sue to COVID. I would assume it means due to COVID. So I'm moving to change that sue to due.
We have a motion. A second from Jacob to change that word sue on the line to do. Any other motions for amendments or motion to approve?
Second.
We have a motion approved from Ian and approved and seconded by Duncan. Any objection? Seeing none, then we will, those meeting minutes will be approved. Thank you. Next up, we get into some updates here as it pertains to university visits. So I wanted to update that we have received confirmation from Chief Honan to join us here at the University Assembly on November 2nd. So he will be coming at that meeting. Typically with our visitors, we have them do that presentation at towards the beginning of the meeting. Obviously, we do all of our typical items that we have at the top, and then we would move into the presentation from the opponent. Additionally, not on the, not noted here, but found out today, I'd like to let folks know that on November 16th, President Pollack will be in attendance for the University of Simcoe meeting.
Can you repeat that date one more time?
November 16th, President Pollack will be in attendance.
Vice President Molina will be here. Yep.
Thank you. Vice President Molina will be joining us. With that, I'll respond to any questions or comments as it pertains to the upcoming visits. One thing to note for both for our visitors, we do encourage and welcome questions. Obviously, that's why we want to have them here to learn more. Some questions may be more in depth, and we encourage you to send those to us in advance. We're happy to transmit those over to our visitors so they can have that information. Understanding some questions you may come from their presentations and their beginning opening remarks. We don't expect you to foresee the future. Will you ask if you have questions that you know or you would like asked of our visitors to provide those in advance to help them to be able to provide you with as much information as thorough an answer as possible. And then at this time, I don't believe I have any updates except for the fact that Duncan has fully accepted the position to be on the ombuds search. So I appreciate that that confirmation. All right. With that, we will move on to new business. Moving on to resolution number two. There are a number of markers here, so I'm not sure we'd like to.
I had an original question. I had a really good question to ask. Just going back to open sport, or just quickly to that. For the questions in written in advance, how far in advance would you like those?
That is a good question, Duncan. I think if we can have those 1 week prior, that would be ideal.
And typically, should they be sent?
Those can be sent over to the executive committee or, yeah, or to the office of the assemblies. I don't allow me to transmit those.
Thank you.
Any other items on the open forum? All right, so now we'll move to resolution.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I recognize Jacob. Is that resolution two?
So resolution two is our first resolution that seems to, so far, be up for a vote. Calling on Cornell University to appropriately recognize and honor Veterans Day. So as you can see, looking at the resolution attached, there is quite a few sponsors supporting the bill. And there will be some amendments made. I believe Preston contested this. It was passed last night, correct?
A different version.
A different version, so. We're going to make amendments today to make sure that those versions line up. So essentially what we're doing here is we are creating, we're ensuring that the university administration recognizes Veterans Day, which is November 11th. Perfect, thanks. Thank you. So Veterans Day is November 11th every single year, recognized as Armistice Day. The 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour, right before World War II ended. And so we would like to see the administration recognize it by canceling courses as well as allowing university affiliates to take the day off work from on-campus jobs. You know, in the past, folks have been unable to fully participate in a lot of these Veterans Day events and spend time with their family. With fear of missing class and missing pay. So that's essentially the summary. If anyone has any questions? Yep.
You said something slightly different from what's been.
Yes, I did. What was it that I said?
So it says the administration will cancel both course attendance and required work for veteran staff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you meant. It sounded like you meant cancel classes completely.
So we're going to make an amendment. I'd like to propose an amendment, if possible. Or, Preston, do you want to propose it or second it?
No, second.
Sure. So I'm going to, before you second it, though, I will make amendment to line 5, and we will strike on line 5 of the resolution. The words veteran staff to replace that with university affiliates. This is a broader term, and the reason that language is chosen specifically to us is because that's how it was passed on GSA.
So we have a motion on the floor on line 5 to change the term veteran staff, correct, to university affiliates.
Because I did this last night with a GPSA, it's also on line 47.
Yeah, it is all that was next.
All right.
Yep. I don't know.
Can you do the amendment just to replace where it says veteran staff to say university affiliates anywhere?
Sure. 45 and 47. Change those words, couple together, veteran staff together, where they appear together, to be university affiliates.
Yeah, motion is correct. Line 557 will be changed from federal staff to university affiliates. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second.
Do you have a second? Do we have discussion?
Yeah. Okay. University affiliate. What do you say?
I believe you guys have something you can say, but what I imagine, well, I forget what I meant.
So from what I understand last night, I wasn't aware of that exact wording. What I thought was passed was they said just like everyone was, I thought the word that was used, but I'm not sure which better encompasses our objective here.
So it's everyone.
That's what we're aiming to do,
right?
Recognize Duncan and then
Thomas. A similar discussion happened with student assembly members. This has been put on the student assembly agenda now for Thursday meeting with the same language that was used on GPSA. The understanding from student assembly perspective was that this would be like as people who go to the university or staff at the university or faculty members in the similar way that most other colleges on this campus that are recognized campus-wide are open to anyone affiliated with the university to celebrate and thus take the benefit of the holiday. So that from the student assembly perspective,
that's what I assume.
So you are not, in other words, you're talking about canceling classes across the entire university for everyone.
Yes.
Not just for veterans and to excuse them the way somebody would be excused for religious actions on a particular day.
Yes.
We have the motion on the table to amend lines 547 federal staff at the university. Any other discussion on that motion?
I'm not sure when it's appropriate to object to canceling classes globally. Now, or is that after the motion's in the resolution?
The current motion on the floor is around an amendment, and then we can move back to the resolution.
All right.
So we would address the amendment, whether we want to motion to call a question on that, vote on that amendment. It's still in the question.
Yeah, I don't understand whether university affiliate is a term that's used, say, for Thanksgiving. The same term. If it's not, then, a precise definition of
I'll recognize Valerie. She's on Zoom there.
I think if we could make this as clear as possible, so maybe university affiliate is probably a little too open to interpretation. Maybe just say everyone associated with the university, and then maybe in parentheses, faculty, staff, students. Because that would include all the veterans, yes?
Yeah. I think that the term is intentionally broad enough to say in order to do just that, to accomplish that goal. Make sure all veterans who have any sort of relationship to the university, from an academic perspective or from an employment perspective, are allowed to celebrate the way they see fit.
I'll recognize Duncan,
man, yeah, I was just going to say, I think the purpose of this term is that it also allows us not to codify it simply to just staff of Cornell, professors of Cornell, students of Cornell, but it allows you to kind of encompass, I think, more in a broader sense of like community members might consider themselves affiliated with Cornell, just kind of in recognition of their status, be it as veterans or not, in celebrating this holiday. I think here also, because it has already passed, if you could say it might make sense to pass this motion and then spend the next week, 2 weeks until we actually vote on this, due to the procedure, we could then go and look further then at other holidays that might have passed UA or other university language holidays. So if the question is like proposing language, it might make sense to change to GPSA now the language, and then in the time we already have to wait to research further if we need to make this change.
Thank you for that. I recognize Thomas.
Yeah, I'm still confused because the language, say veteran affiliates, you talk about veterans, but you talk about everybody.
University.
The word veteran has to be stricken in that sense.
Yes.
Motion on the floor is to strike the over veteran staff and replace it with the university.
With that word.
And Justin.
I'm sorry. They're having a hard time hearing on Zoom, and this is really important for employees.
Absolutely.
So I want to make sure that they can hear.
Is this microphone is picking us up?
That's picking up, but just as a point of information, I've been in touch with the building coordinator. These microphones that are hanging from the ceiling are super, super sensitive and will pick up the faintest whisper, the rustling of papers, that sort of thing. So that's what the message I got as well, was that the rustling of papers is drowning out the people that are speaking.
So just something to be mindful, thank you for that. It's that, you know, moving, shoveling up chairs and things can, in the middle of a conversation, will cause it to suppress the audio due to the way Zoom works. So thank you for letting us know that. So, recognize Preston?
Yeah, so I just want to clarify that the resolution that passed last time with UBSA on line 47, line five in the GPSA resolution from last night does say where courses are canceled and university affiliates are not required to work.
So we again are still on the motion to amend.
Ima, can I possibly see it?
Oh, okay. And that's the same.
We'll see
the
tab. Yeah.
The rest of the amendment that is
right
there.
Okay.
The closing. Yeah. All right. So, any further discussion? I entertain a call to vote on the amendment.
I called to vote on the amendment.
Second that. All right, all those in favor of the amendment as proposed to change the words veteran staff on lines 5 and line 47 to the university affiliates. Please raise your placard or hand if you're on Zoom. Good. And then those opposed. David, I want to clarify and make sure your hand was up. Was that for an opposition?
No, it was just left over from the previous.
Thank you. And then any abstentions? I will abstain. Seeing that, the motion passes. All right, with that, we can move back to the resolution. Continue conversation as it pertains to the resolution. Yes, first idea.
I would like to ask to join the resolution as a sponsor.
Certainly.
Second.
I'll say that as well.
Wendy, do we need an amendment for a sponsor to be added? Is that a part of the rules?
Exams per semester. It's a state law. And we run right up against that. I'm not exactly sure what our status is with that. But I do know that our peer institutions in other states have shorter academic calendars. This is why they have more flexibility. The other reason is, and this is one of the issues that came up with the calendar, is large courses that have laboratories that run every day of the week basically lose a week when a day is off during the week. And with a floating holiday like November 11th, which will be on a Sunday, Sundays, and a Saturday, Sundays, which is no problem, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is a, kills a week. I'm almost certain that the administration never considered doing this. And it would be a problem.
Right.
So if it had been a holiday, and I'm all for recognizing veterans, it had nothing to do with not recognizing veterans. But recognizing veterans by giving them a day off, same way we give someone a day off when they have a religious holiday, and we require the faculty to make accommodations for that. I was all for that. But canceling class on a floating day during fall semester is I don't think is going to happen. And personally, I don't think it's a good idea to do that. So
I recognize Deborah. Sorry, Bridget,
that's right. No, Deborah first.
Thank you. I am the Veterans Representative to the EA and the Chair of the Veterans Colleague Network Group. And while we just got to see this past Thursday to review this, the general consensus is that we're not going to support this amendment. We feel like the university already does a lot for staff veterans. And this was brought up. This amendment came forward in the past when Jeremy Kreuzer was our veterans representative, and we also declined to support it then. So we're going to decline to support it this time as well.
I'll recognize Richard.
Well, Deborah, I have a question. Is that an amendment? You meant resolution?
I meant resolution, yes, sorry.
Okay, very good. I wanted to comment on Tom's point. We're going to have even worse problems coming down the pike because of the credit hours that New York State is changing. We lost our exemption on credit hours and the ways in which it applied to Cornell University. So I suspect that 75. You know, hour thing?
The days.
That's going to be longer. We will need to have more. You're going
to
have more. Because there's almost no way, at least so far, to get around it. So it's just that the add to that. And actually, Brandon, at some point, we might think about having somebody come in and talk to us about that. Because that's in the works right now. I guess it's harmless to support this, but I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Thank you, Richard. And thank you, Thomas, for that clarification on the days. Just to acknowledge when I say your name, just for the record, so we can make sure that Casey can know who everyone is. So I have Valerie up next, and then Ian.
Yeah, thank you guys. So further to, and I can't actually see your name card, the gentleman who discussed the lab situation. So I'm wondering, would there be a compromise if we maybe not chose the day specifically, Veterans Day, but rather a Friday or a Monday that was in early November, similar to what we do for Martin Luther King Day? Would that be an alternative that you think that the university might recognize? Would that be something that Deborah Howell's constituents would be interested in?
Thank you, Valerie, for that question. Either the sponsor can answer that. respond to that?
That it is something that I would rather defer to Ian as a better.
Idea.
I'm not sure I can speak on that particular point as to whether or not there's a preference for the day that the holiday is. But just as a comment to Tom's point about treating it somewhat more of a religious observance or an authorized exemption, I think in a circumstance like that, because Cornell students tend to be ambitious and hardworking, many would simply choose to go to class if it was given, if it was a choice between potentially falling behind, missing class, while their peers continue to go to class. So I would think it would be important to make it either a classes are canceled for everyone, or you don't really have the exemption type situation.
Yes, Doug. To the point previous speaker made about the day being instead of being a day off on Veterans Day, being a floating, or it's to remove the problem of a floating holiday sets like a Monday or a Friday. I feel like if they're if we want to discuss one that I think is like really good opportunities for the administration to go from there, I think more like our place, University Assembly, we can like put a recommendation forward like this that very clearly asks us to honor and recognize Veterans Day. And then leave at the university's discretion as to how to do that. I mean, this clearly lays out November 11th. I support this resolution very clearly, very strongly, and it supports everyone in Britain, including November 11th, you know, recognizing that we have a holiday on a specific day. That's what we should celebrate then. But I think if there's a possible concern about well labs or well the credit hours, I think the university is very, very capable, the university administration is very capable to make adjustments if necessary, i.e. adjustments within, should it be a non-floating holiday set on a Friday or Monday. And I think we should leave that to university discretion. I think it makes more sense as a resolution to keep in support of this holiday in the direct sense where it says November 11th, and then let President Pollock, whatever percentage holidays are necessary, as I would assume similar holidays that run this resolution, as we can look into this next 2 weeks before our next meeting, would probably have done the same. So just on that general speculation, I would assume that these compromises might make a little bit more sense on the administration side rather than the university center side, first.
Thank you, Doug. Any additional conversation? Yes, Richard.
Question, Doug, are you operating?
No. I'm suggesting we, instead of a change resolution, we support this resolution in recognition that the administration is going to do, you know, as they please with it, recognizing that if the concern is specific hours of classes, the university will, I'm sure, make an adjustment if necessary. If the specific concern is like a Thursday, Wednesday, a Monday, instead of giving up a Monday or Friday instead of a middle of the week day, that can be at the discretion of the university rather than our, you know, own conversations where we don't have complete information about the calendar. We don't have complete information about the holidays, if that makes sense. So supporting the resolution as it is, you know, leading it to the administration to decide if they need to change our classes, if they need to change the specific day of the week, they have full capability to do so.
Right. Or would you care to
respond to that? Well, I just wanted to, number one, answer Valerie's question, which was, if it was the same day every semester, day of the week every semester, that would still be bad because you'd probably lose most of that week, but it'd be better than it floating around every year. I think what Duncan is saying is he wants to pass the resolution knowing that the last get further resolve clause will not happen and let them come up with an alternative.
I'm more of
is that summarizing what you said?
Not directly. I'm more of speculating that the administration has full capability to change that if possible. And I think we should have recognition of that. You know, I personally stand with celebrating on November 11th. But if the university feels it necessary, then, you know, we will want to hear from them.
Yeah, I think also beyond classes, the employment factor is a big one.
employment factor is a driving motivator in this resolution, and it needs to be considered. I think, you know, courses being canceled, I understand that for sure. And I would entertain an amendment, although it has passed GPSA, and, you know, you can, we can proceed with non-uniform resolutions. But with that said, I would be interested in allowing the courses to be optional, similar to religious exemption, while allowing, well, making sure that employment is not, you know, attendance is not required at on-campus jobs.
Except for the dining halls.
What's that?
Except for the dining halls.
Thomas, thank you for
it.
The dining halls stay.
Yeah.
Jessica?
It looks like Deborah left. So I just want to say, if when you want to, if you want to find a way to get the employees to be on board with this, we really look to the colleague network groups, and the veteran chair, as Deborah said earlier, she's the chair of the veteran colleague network group. And they're the people that we rely on to guide our thoughts on things pertaining to veterans. So working with Deborah and her group would be to your benefit.
I guess I have a question kind of for Deborah on top of that. Like, why was there a specific reason that that colleague group specifically didn't support a resolution like this?
Brandon, can I answer?
Yes, go ahead, Deborah.
Thank you. So there were several reasons. One, we felt that there's clear acknowledgement that the university has done quite a bit for the veteran community already, and we didn't and don't see the need for formal recognition as a necessary step. We also question how this fits in with other federal holidays like Indigenous Peoples Day. Should that be a day off? Again, we would be open to more vetting of this, but right now, our current feeling is that the university has taken many great actions for veterans over the past few years, including our Veterans Colleague Network group was the group that got the student veteran coordinator position on campus. So I think over time we've worked with the university and they're very supportive of veterans, and we don't see a need for formal recognition.
Thank you,
Deborah. And just a suggestion, I mean, we're gonna vote on this 2 weeks from now, right? So there's time still to work on it. And I would, I understand, sympathize with Duncan's suggestion, but I would really like to see that second resolve. Now, say what it is we want better. I don't like the prospect of handing over something, or we want this where we understand we're going to do something different. If we know that, then we should say it. Say what it is we want. So a suggestion, I'm not that part before done.
I did it.
I agree wholeheartedly with what Richard says, and I also agree with his previous point that I mentioned that if we pass it as it is with the amendments that were accepted yesterday at the GPSA meeting, we can expect this resolution not to produce the results that we want. And so in that spirit, I'm going to offer an amendment to line 5 to read, university holiday where course and employment attendance does not require for veteran affiliates of Cornell University. So specifically, veterans, we keep the courses, the course credits, the labs open. We keep all employment opportunities open, all jobs on campus, whether it be cafes, dining halls, et cetera, store, et cetera. But student veterans or veterans from within the Cornell community are not required to attend work that day. And have essentially like a religious exemption clause or a sick day, essentially.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, I'll repeat. So line five. So I'll read the abstract for you, but specifically line five, so we get this, would read university holiday where course and employment attendance is not required for veteran affiliates of Cornell University.
We have a motion on the floor for an amendment. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second.
Second. Conversation? Any?
I'll just offer that I think it's better than nothing, but I think you will see most veteran students will choose to go to class, so it's not to fall behind.
I suspect you're right. On the other hand, it is a concrete form of recognition, and it is actually true. I have a lot of classes here, some big ones. I've had prelims on days when religious Jewish people, for example, can't take the exam, and we have a no makeup policy in this course. Teach it anymore. We just give three prelims and drop the lowest. So those students, we need to make of it. We have to.
Yeah.
And other, so that if a veteran wants to exercise that privilege, they can't do it. And they shouldn't actually be put at a competitive disadvantage. And the whole point of that faculty legislation is that people who, and I'm trying to confuse being a veteran with some religion, but that's not the point. But the practical matter of how you deal with someone as a day off on a specific day for a specific reason shouldn't, and I would actually think that the university should organize some kind of celebration of recognition or something. They don't do it, again, as I'm aware.
Right, not aware.
And maybe that could be included, I don't know. But I'm sure you're right, many students will just go ahead like it was, because they may think it's easier or whatever. But it isn't nothing on the other hand either.
And I'll recommend Deborah.
Hi, thanks. So actually, Mary Opperman and or the president sends out an email to the university about Veterans Day each year. And in the past, we used to do Veterans Day events until the budget was pulled from the ROTC. We have, however, started them back up again this year. We have a Brigadier General coming to give a talk. All of the campus and the community is invited. And publicity for that will be going out again. So there are actually Veterans Day events and recognition that happen.
I recognize Jacob.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that comment, Deborah. Opened up my eyes to some new opportunities for veterans that I didn't know about. I can pass on some of my friends who are veterans. But I think that the beauty of this body is to hear all the diverse perspectives and experiences. So I appreciate Tom here because, you know, that guided my most recent amendment. And, you know, I definitely hear you. I think that folks will go to class, but I think it's the best that we've got. It's the best compromise we have. If I think we'd rather see that come to fruition, having that imbalance and for all practical means, possibly only will result in folks missing work or not. But I think that it's the best we've got. I think we submitted as is, as Richard mentioned, this will not pass, and we will be doing a disservice to the veteran community. As for the lack of support from Deborah's committee, I'm sorry we don't have the support there, but we have quite a few folks who have sponsored it, who are veterans themselves and leaders in the veteran community on campus. So I think that it's appropriate we don't silence their voices moving forward with this resolution. The spirit of the resolution.
Just want to remind everyone, we have the current motion on the table that's been seconded for the amendment to line 5.
I am intending to motion to vote a second on that. Before that, I would like to similarly echo a point the vice chair made. This resolution has seen, you can quickly read through it. If you look, keep your eyes peeled, just look for ROTC, CBU, CUVA. There's a lot of student leaders who came out in support of this, who worked very hard on this in recognition of exactly what Ian brought up, which is that giving veterans the proper resources in higher education is far, far more easier said than done. I've been privy to some incredible conversations with student veterans about this. I myself am far from that role, and I can say with certainty it is hard for me to put myself in those shoes and even just imagine a lot of the decisions that need to be made related to that, especially in a higher education, high stress environment that many Cornell students find themselves in, and that affects many Cornell staff and faculty. I hope that we just, in pursuit of this, continue to recognize that this campus wants to make a commitment to veterans, but we should also find time to recognize that there are sacrifices we can make in exchange for that. This resolution, or this exchange resolution, this amendment is clearly made as a middle ground between a lot of the discussions made, but I hope that we continue to hear these voices of the many, 20 plus people now who came forward, many of whom have backgrounds and connections with veterans that recognize the importance of having a day like this, where we can recognize those who serve, recognize sacrifices that in a world like higher education, we don't have to see those sacrifices. So I motion to vote on this amendment relatively begrudgingly in hopes that we can have further conversation, hopefully including more veterans' voices moving forward.
Thank you. We have a motion to vote on the amendment. Do I have a second?
Wouldn't that be the second?
I
would. Okay.
Well, I just, doesn't line 47 have to be multiples?
Yep, we'll do that next.
Oh, it's one at a time.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, motion to vote.
Second.
All right. If you could restate the line there.
It's the line for line 5. Which goes to say, look. All right, so line 5 would read, university holiday where course and employment attendance is not required for veteran affiliates at Cornell University.
And with that, then all those in favor, please raise your placards or hand on the Zoom. Seven.
Yep.
And opposed? And abstentions. Three. Marcy, is that an extension? That has standing there. All right, so the court. With that, is that passed? What was that total over there?
How many were opposed?
Okay.
Seven.
Seven in favor, four abstain, and what are two? One opposed? Yeah.
4-1. Or 7-1-4?
Yep. Is that passed? Right. Okay, but that's the motion passed for the amendment. And I do have to, like I said, I have to head out early. So being that Dick does have a resolution on the floor, I'm going to pass this over to Richard for the moment to chair for the remainder of this resolution, at which time we can pass that back over to Dick.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. I'll tune in on my car.
Great.
Richard,
I understand. I'm surprised that you didn't. Okay, so I do want this further than the line 47.
Yep.
So line 7. The amendment will actually be to line 46. And it will read, be finally resolved, the Cornell University Administration will recognize,
take your time, you guys get it
be finally resolved, the Cornell University Administration will establish Veterans Day as a university holiday where course and employment attendance is not required for veteran affiliates at Cornell University.
Is there a second?
Pass the point of
yes.
Would you like to continue? Would you like to include November 11th there, or was that purpose?
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'll also say that we're going to strike from cancel both course attendance and require workforce students for veterans. We're going to cancel from strike from cancel to on. We're on right before November 11th. And then we can discuss the date after the amendment. We want to have that discussion, but just for consistency's sake, to make it as close to the passed resolution as possible. Be it finally resolved. So the entire resolve clause would read, be it finally resolved, the Cornell University Administration will establish Veterans Day as a university holiday where course and employment attendance is not required for veteran affiliates at Cornell University. On November 11th, the day of the nationally recognized holiday. Now it might be a run-on sentence, but we can clean it up. That course attendance and course and employment attendance.
On November 11th.
Are not required, is that right?
Yep.
I'm just putting in the chat so that Casey has it for minutes.
Okay.
Is there a second? Okay. So Duncan seconds. Any discussion?
We want a final read through of the language prior to the voting.
Echoes repulse. It's in line two. You want to keep that or let us know.
If not,
needs to be age where, of course, what the work of your age, you know, where.
It's been a long day, Tom. I've only had one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yes, anybody want to call a question?
Motion to vote.
Is there a second? There's a second. Tom seconds. Then all in favor, raise your so that three online. Seven in favor.
Yep.
And all those opposed? One opposed. Abstentions? That's one of those left. One abstention?
Two abstentions. David and just. Oh, that's the air of the chair. Yeah.
That's right.
And so, Deborah, are you abstaining or voting no?
I'm abstaining.
Abstaining. Okay. Sounds good. So, be three.
7-1 to 3.
Okay. Okay, so are there any other amendments to the resolution?
I'd like to make one more amendment to the resolution. It's going to drive me nuts. Amending, I would imagine it would be line 46 now with all the changes, but to read, okay, so be it finally resolved at Cornell University, that the Cornell University administration will establish Veterans Day, will establish, and not establish, right, will establish November 11th as Veterans Day, strike as a university holiday where course and employment attendance is not required for veteran affiliates of Cornell University. I can actually edit that on here if you'd like.
Yes.
So you don't have to go back and forth with the editing.
I'm just putting it in the chat so that Casey has it for minutes.
Okay.
So that's why I'm checking.
So right, I can put it in the chat if you'd like.
Yeah, if you can, that'll be good too.
Yeah, because if it goes for minutes.
I second that, that amendment.
Also, Jacob, you seen James's message for CJC?
Excuse me.
Give a message from James, but said he's got to head up early. Unfortunately, can't say for CJC.
Oh, that was okay.
That's CJC. Okay.
So the proposed language is in the chat for those here, beginning on line 46, because it will likely go beyond. So strike all that is currently in 46 through 48 and replace it with, be it finally resolved, the Cornell University Administration will establish November 11th as Veterans Day, comma, a university holiday where course and employment attendance is not required for veteran affiliates of Cornell University.
Is there a second?
Second.
Essentially,
seconds.
Just moving that November.
Discussion?
Motion to vote.
Is there a second? Second, Tom. All those in favor? Raise your placard. Vote online. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor. Yeah, I know. that is dangerous. All those, he got the video on in his car.
All those
opposed. 1. Anybody else online?
No.
Okay, all abstentions. 1, 2, 3 abstentions. So the amendment passes.
I'll make a motion to table this resolution.
Second.
That's it. Okay, motion to table and second. Any, it's not discussed. That's not debatable. All those in, yes, all those in favor? Are you in favor?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yes, I am. I was
3, yeah. 6. And 5 online, so it's 11.
Yeah.
All those opposed? No opposed. Anybody abstaining? Sure.
Yes.
How do you forget it?
Yes, one extension. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, I think it's 11-0-1. And yeah, table.
So now we move to assembly reports, starting with the student assembly.
I've been tasked with that. So, weird week, I know. The president Anand is not here. So I guess I'm gonna do it. Student Assembly had 2 weeks, there are 2 meetings since the last University Assembly meeting, one on October 7th and one on October 14th. October 7th saw the introduction of the SAS consent agenda, which we talked about in the previous meeting, in which over the past 2 meetings, voting members of the SA have heard President Pollock's responses to resolution, SA resolutions 1 through 10, with their responses, all of which are published online, if any of you are interested. The October 7th meeting also saw the swearing in of new representatives, four new fresh representatives and one new transfer representative. Pick up the sun, actually, they're all in the front today. So very exciting. As well as we heard a presentation on interim policy 6.3 from the Office of, Institutional Equity and Title IX. So we start a presentation on that. Very helpful, great, great here. And then we also saw Appropriations Committee byline reports for Slope Day and Cornell Reading Program, our leadership program, The Collegiate Leadership Program, just so you're aware, New York Times and Wall Street Journal subscriptions for all students. Both of those have to wait a week into October 14th meeting, in which both of those were passed. So the Slope Day funding was approved and the Collegiate Leadership Program was also approved. Similarly, the resolution was brought up, updating the Office of Student Advocate bylaws that has been tabled and yet to be voted on. Check if you voted on Thursday, I believe. As well as new appropriations in filing reports that came up from EARS, the Empathy Assistance and Referral Services, and MGFC, the Multicultural Pre-Internet Council. Other than that, that was a pretty quiet 2 weeks for the Student Assembly. So we have to answer the questions.
No questions, we'll move on to GBSA. Perfect.
Yeah, so we also had some presentations last night with the same presentation from Lucina Walton about policy 6.3. We also had a presentation about PSAC, very interesting as well. And then, as we kind of went over, we passed the variation of the resolution we discussed today. Including that, a lot of internal housekeeping stuff, just trying to get positions filled and committees filled and started.
Sounds good. The employee assessment.
Sure. We have had a meeting since our last UA meeting. And right now we're voting in the special election and looking forward to hearing the results later this week. We have been filling liaison roles. And I think those have been sent out, but we've added a staff member to the campus committee for infrastructure, technology, and the environment. And hopefully I'll have a staff person tomorrow, hopefully, for that meeting or committee. We also are returning to EA Resolution 2 tomorrow. That's the one in support of interim policy 6.3. And we've scheduled the president's address to staff. This is an annual event where president of the university talks directly to staff and takes questions. That will be November 12th. That's going to be hybrid this year. And those are my updates.
Sounds good. Finally, the faculty staff.
Hello, everyone.
Hi,
can you hear me well? Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I'm driving, so it's kind of hard. Sorry about that. So I just wanted to let you know that the last time we met, we had three resolutions out to vote, and all three were approved. Two were from ILR, and those were new professor titles. So there were two approved resolutions to change professor titles to professor of practice and research professor. And then we also had a senator sponsored resolution that was approved for the Senate to play a critical role for approving new academic programs. And also in our last Senate meeting, we had a few updates. we brought the updated consensual relationships policy from the EA to the Senate, and Ladrina Walton, the Assistant Director of Institutional Equity and Title IX office, came to give that presentation and that update. We updated the Senate on the semester, or actually academic year plan, for the Financial Policies Committee. We introduced the implementation of the New York State Credit Hour compliance through the Education Policy Committee. We had the Vice Provost for International Affairs come to the Senate and share a program that is at proposal stage and is looking for faculty feedback, and it's called Global Hubs. And so Vice Provost Wendy Wolford came and gave that presentation. I gave a, I announced to the Senate that I'm going to have a task force to review RTEs, or research, teaching, and extension faculty. We're going to review their ranks and career progression across the university. And so we're having a committee formed that will have representation across all of the colleges to look at those issues. And that's it for now.
All right, thank you very much. And with that, we'll move to the...
in addition to that, the resolution, the faculty resolution that you just described that was approved was the one I described last time that had encountered stiff opposition. That's probably an understatement by the central administration. And in fact, in that the discussions, in the presentation of the resolution, the provost and the vice provost, I presented the resolution in the faculty senate. The provost and the vice provost immediately followed me. They were invited to discuss, comment, oppose the resolution. And it then went to a vote, as I said, for about 10 days, the faculty senate, and the faculty senate approved the resolution over that opposition. Things are happening in the faculty senate. I think Eve appropriately minimized them in her report, but there are three more resolutions that have been pending before the faculty senate that we cannot get on to the agenda. And that kind of problem is seriously constraining the ability of the faculty senate to act as a free assembly for discussion of major issues. And that I would like to appear in the minutes. I have a question. Does anybody taking the minutes?
I think that they're going to be done.
They'll do it through the voice recorder.
Yeah.
I've been reading what you've been saying.
Yeah.
There's some mistakes on the board.
There's a transcript.
They did this for our BPSA meeting. We didn't have a clerk, and so they just used the audio recording, and they write out the minutes. Very good. That's it.
Yeah, good question. If you can, get into why exactly certain resolutions can't get on the minutes. It doesn't have to be approved by
before the first meeting of the faculty senate this year, there were three resolutions that were duly submitted to the dean of faculty. And those resolutions, which should in the regular order come before the faculty senate as new business,
right,
have not. I cannot tell you why, but they haven't. And instead, other business has been put before the faculty senate.
All right. Anyone else? Questions? Comments? Anyone in the chat? Questions or comments? No. Without any questions, Valerie, yes.
I was wondering if you could expand a little bit on, and maybe you can't, I don't know, on the committee that was formed to review the RTE positions. What was the impetus behind that, and what are you kind of looking for?
That's a question that should go to E.
I think she's
not there.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry about that.
All right. With that, we'll move into the committee reports. So in terms of the executive committee, if I'm not mistaken, we didn't have a meeting last week. Last week was the break on Tuesday, when we usually meet in place of this meeting. So we're going to move on to the codes and judicial committee. However, James mentioned previously in the chat that he's not going to be here for it. But if Thomas wants to fill us in.
We had a meeting. It was, I believe, Friday a week ago.
Okay.
And we didn't really have any business before us. It emerged that we need to figure out what role we might have in the new student code of conduct versus whatever is happening in faculty and staff. So it really isn't anything to report that emerged from that, other than we need to figure out what we're doing.
Sounds good. No questions, comments? Without any, we're going to move on to the Campus Welfare Committee. And that would be, I'm not mistaken.
It's Deborah Howell.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had our first meeting yesterday. To kick things off, I think we've gotten the box folder fairly organized, but there's not a lot of notes from last year. So we're actually hoping to invite a couple of folks from last year in to talk to us about what they were working on, what they were hoping to get started on, if there was anything left that we needed to finish up and take forward. And we're also going to be looking into inviting the chairs of the other assembly groups that might be like campus welfare, like the employee assembly has a campus welfare group, but the student assembly has a diversity committee. So having a conversation amongst all assemblies about what the campus welfare committee for the UA could amplify for them. We also discovered, and from the faculty senate, I need a member from you. Our two faculties representatives, we should have one senator, one non-senator. And it turns out we have two non-senators because the senator who was elected, her term was ending at the same time she was elected. So we do need a senator, please. Thank you.
Not sure we're going to get that filled out.
Thanks.
So I appreciate that. And if you're interested, I'd be more than happy to join you. I was on the welfare committee last year, and I could even touch with the former chair, who's a good friend, and I'm sure would be happy to reach out to you. And I'll comb through my files and see what I have.
Thank you. I think your name was brought up, actually. So I appreciate I was going to be reaching out to you. So thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. And finally, well, first of all, do we have any questions for Deborah? Now, in the absence of any questions, comments, concerns, we're going to move on to the Campus Infrastructure Committee, as it's formally known, Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment. And I know they had some discussion
there. The Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment Committee had its first meeting of the academic year yesterday, October 18th. Several initiatives were discussed, including the placement of trash and recycling receptacles around campus in common areas, the construction of additional lighting on campus on frequently walked paths, and the construction of additional electric vehicle charging stations to service the campus community. There was also discussion and a desire to obtain some more information about the Cornell University Borehole Observatory. That's the Earth Source Heating Project being constructed as a trial well over close to Scholars Way and the library annex. Specifically, a member was interested in obtaining the safety studies that have been done by the architects and reviewing those.
Yeah. So what do you think of it?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of the that project, that proposal?
The borehole project.
Yeah, the borehole project.
I don't know if I know enough about it to form an opinion. I think the switch to earth source heating is an admirable initiative, but I haven't personally reviewed either the schematics of the borehole or familiarized with myself with it beyond the presentation I received in the MS Planning Committee.
Absolutely. Any more questions, comments, concerns? Nope. The absence of any of those. We're going to move on to the liaison reports. If you have any liaisons, any committees here, we'd like to give us an update. I would be interested in, I believe, Ian, you're a liaison to the campus planning committee.
I was. The committee has not met since our last meeting, so there are updates there.
Perfect. Is anyone else? I'm sorry, I don't have the roster with me. As to who is actually on serving as liaison to any other committee. But if anyone has any information they can share, that would be helpful. Nope. And in absence of that, we are winding down now. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Sure.
Thomas,
okay.
Motion seconded by Richard and with a unanimous consent. Anybody? We are adjourned. Thank you guys. Thanks everyone on Zoom. I appreciate you guys all being with us. Stay engaged.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.